Good evening, everyone. Today is the 2nd of, or tomorrow's the 2nd of December. Tomorrow will be Friday. Well, I sent out to some people a little bit more about the case, the article that was in the Baptist Press about my case. I also sent out a podcast that Tulsi Gabbard did with Jay Sekulow from the American Center for Law and Justice, who I was engaged with for 5 years in that case against the state of Missouri. And, you know, if you listen to that interview that Jay did with Tulsi Gabbard, it was the personification of the doctrine of free will. That's what it is. Reminds me of a scripture that says they promised them liberty. This whole idea. Now, there's a person that criticized me for being hypocritical for taking and filing a lawsuit against the state of Missouri, and then me writing 20 years later about the fact that I no longer agreed with their doctrine. That was something that was not revealed to me just overnight. It was a process. God revealed himself to me about where I am today on the believing the absolute predestination of all things, including that case and the 5-year battle against the state of Missouri and everything that happened in between times and after. And everything that will happen hereafter. But like I've often said, God does not. People say our rights come from God. Well, there's a huge distinction between rights and blessings. God doesn't owe his people anything. But he does say that as it relates to his people, that he's blessed them with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. He certainly hasn't blessed the reprobate with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And if he has created vessels of wrath fitted for destruction, is that demonstrating those people that he's created as vessels of wrath, fitted for destruction, is that demonstrating grace and love? It says that he's prepared the wicked for the day of evil. Our hope is only that we are in one of those who he has predestinated unto adoption, and that he has shed his precious blood on Calvary for us, and that he has secured eternal salvation for us. A lot of people have rejected what he taught. And he said, my sheep hear my voice. If the sheep aren't hearing his voice, then it's pretty good indication they may not be a sheep, wouldn't you say? But this whole genre about inalienable rights, Alan Keyes ran for president of the United States, and in his speech he's talked about all of our rights coming from God. God doesn't owe his creation anything. And that includes he doesn't owe his creation the pursuit of happiness, or the right to liberty, or the right to property, or anything else. Now, he has given us, his people, an inheritance reserved in heaven for us, who are kept by the power of God, ready to be revealed in the last times. But for God's people, we're not looking for an earthly inheritance. You know, we're not looking for anything on this earth. It has no redeeming value to us. It's all going to pass away. It's all going to melt away with fervent heat. It's going to be burned up and destroyed. We're looking for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. The whole Constitution of the United States is based upon a lie. It's a universal document. It says that men are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, and that all men are created equal. All men are not created equal. All men are created, but they're not created equal. Hath not the potter power over the clay? But everybody wants to talk about equality. It's so obvious that it's a lie. You can look at the most wealthy person on the face of the earth and then look at the most poor person on the face of the earth and then ask yourself the question, were the bounds of their habitation given total equity across the board? Absolutely not. There are some people that are born in the poorest regions of Africa, and there are other people born into third and fourth generation wealth that never have to work a day in their life. There are some people that are born with unbelievable disabilities and handicaps, and there are other people that are born with very high IQs, Mensa level high IQs. There are some people that are born blind. There are some people that have 20/20 vision their whole life. There are some people that are born deaf. There are some people that have unbelievable hearing capabilities. There are some people that are born unable to speak. There are other people that are articulate public speakers. There are some people that are born into war torn countries where they are ravaged by war and poverty, while there are other people that are born into countries where there's just total wealth and there's never been any threat of war. How do you describe these differences within people? It's called the sovereignty of God in all things. He's over the bounds of our habitation. The fact that I live in Pineville, Missouri was ordained by God. The fact that I've lived different places throughout my life. I lived for a while and I was raised in Overland Park, Kansas. I lived in Independence, Missouri for 8 years. I lived in Northwest Missouri for 16 years. And I've lived down here in Pineville now going on 8 years. You know, well, people say that's ridiculous to think that God controls where you're living and what kind of car you drive and what color shirt you've got on and what you had for breakfast and on and on and on. Bible says every hair of our hair is numbered. It also says that a sparrow does not fall to the ground without him not knowing it. Why did the birds fly south every winter time? Because God has put it in their instinct to go south where it's warmer. And then what happens in the springtime, they fly back north where it's cooler, don't they? Well, these are some things we can think about. God is in control. He's got the whole world in his hands, folks, whether you want to believe it or not. May you have a blessed day this Friday. God bless.